Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning to everyone. Just to clarify a point which Victoria has correctly mentioned, the data gathering process that is done here at TCE is done, as my colleague Fadia has said, in collaboration with Eurostat and with ITF. So the normal, let's say, data gathering process, you as ECE member states already contribute extensively to, and so I very much thank you all for doing that. It is not only EU member states, but we have a wealth of data from Caucasus countries, from Central Asia, from across, except for one or two exceptions, which I won't name, from across the ECE region. And it's something that's, I think, very successful because it works in a way that each entity, ECE, ITF, and Eurostat are, I will use the wrong word, responsible for a set of countries. But it is all put together in a common manner, let's say. Now, the census itself is slightly different. The census, in the sense that it is slightly different data that is requested. It's about traffic flows rather than the base data, let's say, for the various sectors. It is something, the census itself, that's been going on, Fadia probably knows better than me, for almost 30 years, if not longer, for rail and for road. And honestly, the Secretariat has no idea why to date it hasn't been done for inland waterways. So you'll remember that we've had a few discussions of the past few years here and also in the Working Party on Transport Statistics on extending that also to inland waterways to be able to have a full, let's say, intermodal, cross-modal analysis of the data and the flows, and also to have it as a key tool to facilitate modal shift going forward once we have also the inland waterway data. So as Victoria said, as Mr. Chair has said as well, and Fadia for that matter as well, we very much encourage you to provide the data at the next census date so that we can really have this full inland transport, let's say, availability of data and can really help member states also understand where the modal shift opportunities are. Thank you, Mr. Chair.